I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will. Yes. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free. Set her free. Set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ. I know you're gonna have your way. Yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear it say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now, cast all your cares on Him, the Lord. Despite the pain you feel, He will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. Yeah. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody say it tonight. Things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go and worship Him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. What you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say it. Go. Hold your head up. I know you're hurting, but things are gonna get better. Oh, Lord. Hold your head up. Say it one more time. Things are gonna get better.
to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God says it's already better.
Our sovereign Lord, but are you pleased by what you hear? Is it a sweet sound to your ear? So will you start on the inside and then work your way out? 'Cause it's not about how I lift my hand or how loud I shout. 'Cause man looks on the outside, but you see my heart. So on the inside is where you start. Help me say, you see your sweet,
you see your people
gathered in. Make this a prayer tonight. God, it's not how or how loud a shout. 'Cause see, man looks on the outside, but you see my heart. This simple phrase, say, start on the inside.
Start on the inside.
Come on, forget about who's around you and sing this straight to the Lord. Start on the inside.
Start on the inside.
I'm tired of the mask. I'm tired of the facade.
Start on the inside.
Tired of singing and preaching about something I don't know about. Will you start?
Move on the inside.
Give me your witness. Stir
Hallelujah.
That you'd be faithful to finish it.
Hallelujah.
So will you start on the inside?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to say good evening. Good evening to Mount Sinai Institute of Prayers, a part of I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This evening, we are going to do some powerful prayers and teaching on breaking curses this evening. These are just mini courses that we are doing just for today. And I pray that those of you that joined us last night, we did the altars, satanic altars. So this evening, we're doing the curses. So this is going to be a great evening this evening. We bless God for each and every one of you that are joining in this morning. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. I am your host and the teacher teaching this evening and a prayer warrior intercessor. So we just want to bless each and every one of you for joining us this evening. Let us go into prayers. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you and we glorify your holy name. Lord, you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor, O God. We bless your name, Jesus. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Lord, we welcome the Holy Spirit this evening. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Spirit of truth, we welcome you. Come and take preeminence in the name of Jesus. We welcome you. We completely surrender to you. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. We come to thy throne of grace this evening, and we ask you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy. Father God, this evening we release the blood of Jesus. We cover this atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. We cover the airways with the blood of Jesus. We cover the networks with the blood of Jesus. We cover this prayer institute with the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus into each and every environment in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse. Let the blood of Jesus purify us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus, oh God, we drink the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to receive healing, to receive deliverance. Father God, the blood of Jesus, oh God, as a covenant, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. So, Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the blood speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood. This evening, we put on the armor of God, and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father, this evening we pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we pray, holy angels of deliverance, O God, in the name of Jesus, that deal with the ministry of deliverance. We call for those angels right now in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord God Almighty to send us holy angels, O God, to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, ministering to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says you make your ministers of flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray. pray that this evening, that this atmosphere turn into a supernatural atmosphere, supernatural holy unto Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we pray, we ask you, oh God, to activate and release the resurrection power in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Who the Son has set free is free indeed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to have your way in our midst. We pray, oh God, for divine connection to your holy throne room. We plug into your holy throne room in the name of Jesus. Let our spirit man be in alignment with the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for divine instructions and divine directions in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh God. So, Father God, we walk in your word this evening in the name of Jesus. We bind every strong man that the enemy has sent against us. We bind those strong men and all that was and send them to the bottomless pits of hell, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. So Jesus Christ, you have given us authority to step on scorpions and demons in his name. So we come in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And we destroy every work of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, we destroy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that you will embrace us this evening in your glory, oh God. Embrace us, oh God, in your glory. Embrace us in your glory. Embrace us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the atmosphere be charged with the holy presence of Almighty God. Father, we bow down to you in adoration this evening in the name of Jesus. Father, we bow down to you. We thank you, oh God. We give you honor. We bless your holy name, Jesus. You are worthy of the praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we shut every third eye monitoring this prayer, oh God. We shut the third eyes right now in the name of Jesus. We put our plug in the ears of our enemies to the blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. The enemy shall not have any gain or say in this matter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for divine angelic assistance. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your holy word, oh God. We thank you this evening, oh Father God, for shackles being broken in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. And Lord, we give you the glory and honor in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen and amen. This evening, as we're doing spiritual warfare in the mighty name of Jesus, this spiritual warfare is for the kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. What do I mean? Those who know Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior and have received him into their hearts. And then when you say these prayers, there's an activation and manifestation because you are a citizen of God's holy kingdom. Now, if you are not a citizen of God's holy kingdom, God is not required to activate his prayers upon your life. It's not a requirement. He may do it because of his mercy and grace. But this evening, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to come just as you are in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ loves you, and he loves you unconditionally in the mighty name of Jesus. So this evening, I want, if you do not know him as your Lord and personal Savior, I say to you, he is extending this invitation to you this evening. Admit that you are a sinner. Be willing to turn from sin. Repent. Give it up. Change. Move up. Believe that Jesus died for you and rose again. Invite Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. If you want to receive Jesus this evening, repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm not where I want to be. And I want your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. Please wash me, cleanse me from all sin, shame, and guilt. Come into my life, Lord Jesus, to be my Lord and Savior. I ask this in your name, in Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. The holy angels are rejoicing in the name of Jesus because you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. There's a party going on right in heaven just because of you. Read your Bible, pray every day, fellowship with other Christians, share your faith in Christ with others in the name of Jesus, and find a Bible-believing church that you can fellowship with in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So once again, we want to welcome you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For those of you, I pray that you join me as we ask the Lord to rain down his mercy, rain down his mercy, his mercies on you every morning. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to get ready for the warfare prayers. It is called, I am a curse breaker. I want you to repeat this after me. I am, in the name of Jesus, I am a curse breaker in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a curse breaker in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Now, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Pray this prayer before we go any further. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then you put your name, whatever your name is, I would say, I, Marco, come before your throne of grace and confess the sins and the iniquities of my parents, grandparents, and all other ancestors. Put your hand put your hand on your navel, your belly button, and pray. In the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood, I now renounce, break, and severe all cords of iniquity and generational curses I have inherited from my parents, other ancestors, and break and severe all unholy soul ties formed between myself and my parents, grandparents, and all other ancestors. In Jesus' name, I declare curse breaker. And as of the day, I now loose myself and my future generations from any bondages passed down to me from my family and ancestors. And I command any evil spirit which has taken advantage of the course of iniquity, generational curses, and unholy soul ties to leave me now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. What is a curse breaker? You are saying, I am a curse breaker. So what is and who is a curse breaker? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as I bring your word, your teaching this evening, Let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father, that you will bless each and every one under the sound of my voice and keep them covered in the blood of Jesus. I pray, oh God, as the word comes forth this evening, let it come in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Lord, this morning we talk about the resurrection power. Activate the resurrection power, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the word coming forth. I thank you for the teaching. I surrender to you. In Jesus' name, amen. It is in God. What is a curse breaker? It is in God's design that every family, generation, or nation that a chosen man or woman to arise and break a curse over the land. It is God's design that in every family, generation, or nation, that there's a person in each family or nation that would arise and break the curse over the land. Let us talk about this subject with clarity and understanding so you can have a revelation. I know when it comes to curses, a lot of people don't understand why we are talking about curses while Jesus Christ has taken care of our curses. But the fact that curses have been taken care of does not change the fact that many born-again children of God are struggling. There's always an open door for these curses to attach itself to you. God promises are there. If you don't claim them and receive them, you will not have them. God promises are there. But if you don't claim them and receive them, you will not have them. Just like sicknesses, the cross has provided healing for all the sick. But how many Christians are sick out there? All Christians should be healed, but not all are healed due to what I call God's will for your life and a revelation of your Rhema. The word cannot work for you. The word of God cannot work for you unless you take it for yourself, meaning it is revealed by the Holy Spirit that a particular promise in the word of God is for you, ready and meant personally for you, not only that, but also that it is God's will for your life. Hallelujah. God has promises. We talk about that this morning. You can read all about the promises of healing. You can quote them word for word. But without the Spirit of Almighty God, who gave life to those words, they will do you no good. You need to go past reading and tap into the revelation of your Rhema. Meaning, this is God's spoken word to you in your situation. This is what he is saying personally to you. This is the solution to your problem. But moreover, it is God's will for your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ are free from curse. The Bible clearly states that he became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. There are several scriptures that support this truth that Jesus broke the curse in our lives. He is the great curse breaker. He is the one who is your Lord and Savior. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. As far as God is concerned, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed and the new has come. But then there is a fine line here. We believe in the fullness of the work of Christ and do not doubt it all. We believe in divine health. We believe in freedom from any form of bondages or curses. We believe that Christ paid the price for our sins. But that doesn't stop the enemy from coming against us. The Bible is clear on this. He who digs a pit will fall in it. Ecclesiastes 10:8. We are cautious not to give the devil a foothold. Ephesians 4:27. The fact that you are born again doesn't stop the enemy from finding something to bind you. Only if he has access in your life according to the above scriptures. Hallelujah. Only if he has access in your life. So that means, what is the access? If you have opened some of the gates and allowed him to come in your life through sin or through different means, if you have allowed him, then he has access to your life. The reasons for curses upon born-again Christians. The ultimate goal of every curse breaker should be to have nothing of the devil in them. Like Christ said, the prince of this world has come but has found nothing in me. That is the secret to a life of victory. The devil should find it impossible to bind you in any way. You and I that are saved should live holy and righteous lives, obedient to God and his words. So then, why is it that born-again Christians have serious problems that are related to their past, especially in their families? If Christ died for our sins and destroyed every curse, why are Christians still divorcing, living in lack, facing hardship that their parents and forefathers faced, paying for the sins of their forefathers? Is that the right teaching? Let me go into what I believe. As I've explained about open doors, we're talking about open doors, can be a legal ground for the enemy to operate. When those gates are open, they are legal ground. Curses that are present in our life of a born-again Christian are not a sign that you are reaping the sins of your Christ has saved you. And you cannot be held liable for the past sins of your forefathers. But these curses that surface in the lives of the saints are a sign of open doors in their lives, in their marriage, in their family, in their ministry, that the enemy uses to find something in their bloodline to use against them. I am sure you know of one. There are so many cases of so many cases of curses. The pastor goes on to say, I know of a pastor who has divorced four times, and this man of God is anointed, and God is using them, but somehow the enemy found a door to destroy him. Now this marriage problem didn't start with him. Almost everyone in that family can't stand marriage. So a curse of divorce is upon this family. And unless a curse breaker arises and addresses it, it will keep coming even upon the children to come. Let's talk about uncut umbilical cord. Curses also can result from contracts or connection with family altars, meaning you have not completely disconnected yourself from your family altars. You are connected through blood or a neighbor cord. Most Christian spiritual cords are not cut off. They're connected to their family's idols or ancestors' through these cords. In the African culture, a newborn baby navel cord is dedicated to a family altar, and sometimes a cord is slaughtered. This blood connection can haunt you for the rest of your life if you do not deal with it. Catch deliverance. If these things have happened to you, it is time for you to get deliverance. Ezekiel 64, help us understand this mystery. As for you, nativity on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed in water to cleanse you. You were not rubbed with salt, nor wrapped in swaddling cloth. Verse 5, you were thrown to the open fields. Verse 6, and when I passed you, I saw you struggling. Spiritually speaking, Ezekiel here is giving us a picture of being born again. He speaks of a baby being born. Actually, this is conversion from curses to blessings in Jesus' name. A picture of total deliverance that God desired for his people. Let's explain the processes. Number one, cutting. Cutting away of the navel cord is to disconnect you from your former life. The umbilical cord symbolizes those things you were once attached to in your old lifestyle. Not only yours, but that of your parents. This is cutting away of generational curses that must be dealt with. And through these teachings, you are going to cut yourself of soul ties, these generational curses, familiar spirits, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible said it is the word that washes you. You can be born again and not allow the word to wash you. You can be born again and you will not allow the word of God to wash you. This can make you an easy target for the enemy and a ground for curses to operate. The word renews our mind. It changes us. It gives us the deliverance we need. Salting. In a Jewish culture, it was customary for a newborn to be salted in order to toughen them against diseases and germs. This preserved the baby's skin to keep it soft and smooth. This salting symbol of the person of the Holy Spirit and anointing of God upon your life, like they would do in the Jewish culture before, rub it on the sheep's body so that bugs cannot come to it. So God wants to salt you, anoint you, and cover you against curses and demonic attacks. I recommend all curse breakers to seek the gift of the Holy Spirit and make sure that you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Covering in a swaddling cloth was now the face of covering the child, making him feel clothed and warm. This is a spiritual covering. This is one area most Christians ignore. You need a spiritual cover, a spiritual cover to shepherd and cover you spiritually. God has a set man or woman that he has called to be your covering. Submit to them, honor them, and serve them faithfully. A curse breaker. What is a curse breaker? A curse breaker is a chosen vessel of God, anointed to change the history of their family or generations to come. Curse breaker is someone who bears their family and they carry the life of others, and they are praying for one. In the family. They have intercessory calling, meaning they stay in the gap on behalf of their family. A curse breaker is one anointed to break every curse and close every door. The enemy is using to destroy the family. A curse breaker carries a mantle of authority to destroy generational curses, evil foundations, altars, and gatekeepers that others in the family fail to destroy. A curse breaker is divinely positioned by God to take their family, sometimes even community or nation, to new heights. A curse breaker is one who breaks new ground. Let me give you some examples of a curse breaker. Abraham. He was from a family background of idols. They worship other gods. Hallelujah. And so what did Abraham do? When God told Abraham to leave, he left. Hallelujah. So Abraham was a curse breaker. Gideon, from the weakest clan of Manasseh to mighty men of Valor. Gideon was a curse breaker. Esther was a curse breaker. David was a curse breaker. Nehemiah was a curse breaker. In the name of Jesus. So I know you can relate to one of two of these in the name of Jesus. Now, let's take time and pray these prayers out loud. God is waiting for you. It only takes one man to bring salvation, to bring transformation. God works with the power of one. Never underestimate what God can achieve through you. Now let us take time to pray these prayers out loud in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I close every door that the enemy is using to curse me and my family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I curse every door that the enemy is using to curse me and my family in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, I close every door. I close every door that the enemy is using family and I in the name of Jesus. Lord, I close every door that the enemy is using to curse me and my family in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, take up my position as a Lord. I take up my position as a curse breaker in my family. Lord, I take up my position as a curse breaker in my family. Lord, I take up my position as a curse breaker in my family. I declare that as from today, I'm taking my assignment and my calling. I receive my assignment and calling. I declare that as from today, I receive my assignment and my calling in the name of Jesus. Father, as from today, I declare I am taking my assignments and callings in the name of Jesus. Lord, grant me the grace of a curse breaker. Lord, grant me the grace of a curse breaker. Lord, grant me the anointing to destroy all the curses the devil has brought into my family. Pray, Lord, grant me the grace of a curse breaker and the anointing to destroy all the curses the devil has brought into our families. We declare that we are redeemed from the curse through Jesus Christ. So you say, I declare that I'm redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus Christ. I declare that I am redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus Christ. That I am a seed of Abraham and his blessing is mine. I declare that I'm the seed of Abraham and his blessing is mine. I declare that I choose blessing instead of cursing. Life instead of death. I declare that I choose blessing instead of cursing and life instead of death. Deuteronomy 11:26. I break and loose myself from every inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. I break and loose myself from every inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. I break and loose myself from every inherited evil covenant in the name of Jesus. I break and loose myself from every evil inherited curse in the name of Jesus. I command all foundational strong men attached to my bloodline to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. I command all foundational strong men attached to my bloodline to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. I command all foundational strong men attached to my bloodline to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of witchcraft and divination in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of witchcraft and divination in the name of Jesus. And release myself from all curses of pride and rebellion against God in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of pride and rebellion against God in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of pride and rebellion against God in the name of Jesus. That is a prayer you have to repent before you say it. I break and release myself from all curses of premature death, terminal sickness, and destruction in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of premature death, terminal sickness, and destruction in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of premature death, terminal sickness, and destruction in the name of Jesus. I break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. I break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. I break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus Christ. I break and release myself from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. I break and release myself from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. As we go into a break, let us get into worship in Jesus' name. And we'll be back. We're going to talk about what is the source of curses. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So let's worship and we'll be right back in Jesus' name.
Revival breaking out all over the earth. I hear the sound of revival even breaking out in this room.
praise the name of Jesus. We have a lot of things to cover this evening. I pray that the worship prepare your heart to go on and receive a revelation. This evening we're talking about being a curse breaker. Hallelujah. Let's go to part two. What is the source of curses? Proverbs 26:2 says, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse shall not alight. Before we go deeper, let me define a curse. Then we can speak about its cause. A curse is a solemn, powerful pronouncement with the intention to invoke supernatural powers to bring harm, judgment, or punishment on someone, something, or somewhere. It is done by someone in authority. Every curse under heaven has a cause or somewhere it is rooted. It cannot exist without a cause or a root. Something is giving life to the curse, whether it is generational or not. Let's go through sources of curses. And as a curse breaker, I want you to understand these sources so you can pray better. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You are the one who holds the key to the future of your family. You are the one who holds the key to the future of your family. God will help you identify problems as they surface. He will then immediately. Let us see the sources of curses. What are the sources? The first source, God himself. God can bless and God can also curse. When people sin against God, they bring upon themselves. Bible in the book of Deuteronomy 28, start from verse, I think, 15. It lists a lot of curses that comes to those who disobey God. The whole scriptures are filled with warnings for disobedience to God's law. For instance, for those who will not respect their parents, whether they are saved or not, they will be cursed. There are curses upon those who do not pay their tithes. Malachi 3. In Malachi 3, 7 to 10. God is serious about those who will live in rebellion. In Deuteronomy 5, 9. Turn your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy 5, 9. He says, thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Hallelujah. Now God here only refers to four generations. And now imagine with me the first four generations that were first in your bloodline. Says, for instance, they didn't serve God to the next four. This is where generational curses come from. Not times that by years and generations before you. When you times them, maybe you will get 100 or even 1,000 years of curses. But God is gracious and patient to bear all those years waiting for me to get saved. God is gracious and he is patient. So he just told, that's why before these things come upon our lives, he gives you, he gives us a chance to repent. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He is faithful and just. Can you hear me? I think I lost you all. Please press 1 on your keypad because I think my telephone was acting up. Okay. Okay, you can hear me. Hallelujah. Secondly, it teaches us that we are so significant in the plan of God for our family, for chosen us, chosen you. He would have chosen anyone else in your family, but he chose you that are listening to be a curse breaker for your family. He has given you the anointing of a curse breaker, your family. Okay, let's go further. All forms of disobedience to God's word can bring a curse. Sin and disobedience. To Deuteronomy 28:15. Tis honoring of parents. Exodus 20:12. Tis honoring of parents. Exodus 20:12. Failure to pay your tithes. Malachi 3:9. In man. Putting man first and not God first. Jeremiah 17:5. Worship of idols. Deuteronomy 27:15. Ungrateful and unthankful. Okay, let me repeat. All forms of disobedience to God's word can bring a curse. Sin and disobedience. Deuteronomy 28:15. Dishonoring of parents. Exodus 20:12. Failure to pay tithes. Malachi 3:9. Trusting in man. Jeremiah 17:5. Worship of idols. Deuteronomy 27:15. Ungrateful and unthankful people. Malachi 2:1-2. Ungrateful and unthankful people. Malachi 2:1-2. Generational or inherited curses. The Bible says, our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. Lamentations 5:7. Curses can be passed on from one generation to the next generation. Curses can be passed on from one generation to the next generation. Hallelujah. So sometimes it's especially from the, not only, but when we look at some of the culture in Africa, we see those things when they have to deal with umbilical cord and all kinds of ritualistic stuff. Sometimes you get saved and you wonder why you keep having problems in your life. It's because of generational curses. So what do you do? We'll talk about it later. Because generational curses, that means you have to deal with your family altar. Because someone in your ancestral line have made a covenant. And you have to deal with it through prayers, fasting, and those curses will be broken. And living holy and righteous unto the Lord. Some of the sources of curses come from witchcraft and occult practices. There are things that are behind every negative problem that is hindering your life. Hatred is one of the most terrible things that can happen to anyone. It's one of the ways the devil plants a spirit of bitterness, envy, and these open doors to witchcraft. So when you have the spirit of bitterness, envy, jealousy, unforgiveness, it opens doors to witchcraft curses. Curses can arise from witchcraft altars that are fighting you or your family. Curses can arise from witchcraft altars. Yesterday, we dealt with altars yesterday. As we were going through the teaching, and the pastor was teaching on these curses, this is one of the stories he gave. He said, I recently prayed with a man who had a family witchcraft pronouncement of a curse done upon him. The way this works is that someone in the family who hates you will consult a witch doctor and ask them to curse you. These people are used by Satan and have acquired supernatural powers from Satan to curse. Witches and fortune tellers also have different ranks and powers to curse. Family altars that are evil can team up with higher powers to curse. But the good news is you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. No one can curse what God has blessed. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Pray these prayers, these two prayer points out loud. Let the blessings of Almighty God overrule curses in my life. Let the blessings of Almighty God overrule curses in my life. Let the blessing of Almighty God overrule curses in my life. In Jesus' name. Prayer point number two. According to Nehemiah 13, 1 to 2. Lord, according to Nehemiah 13, 1 to 2, reverse the curse into a blessing in my life. In Jesus' name. Lord, according to Nehemiah 13, verses 1 to 2, reverse the curse into a blessing in my life in the name of Jesus. According to Nehemiah 13, 1 to 2, Lord, reverse the curse into a blessing in my life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Every child of God should not be ignorant of the devices of the devil raised against him or her. Every strange thing happening in your life, God will expose the devices of the enemy. Remember, the Lord promised you all the blessings and protection. Jesus, just because you are saved doesn't mean you cannot be attacked. But remember that you will stand on God's word and you will stand on God's promises. You should not be sick. But you can be sick. You should not be cursed, but you can be cursed. All these things can happen. I thought about gates. If there are gates that are open, As long as there's an opening, the devil can operate. But ultimately, God's grace and power supersedes all these. God is all powerful, most powerful. He is superior. He can protect you sometimes even when the doors are open, because he is Almighty God. He is gracious. He is merciful. He said, I will have compassion. Who I want to have compassion on, and mercy on who I want to have mercy on. Okay, number four. We're talking about sources of curses on behalf of God. Men anointed of God can pronounce curses or blessings, like Joshua in Joshua 6:26 pronounced. Cursed be the man before the Lord who rises up and builds the city of Jericho. He shall lay its foundation with his firstborn, and with his youngest he shall set up its gates. This curse came to pass in 1 Kings 16:34. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34. Nearly 500 years later, when Hiya of Bethel built Jericho, he laid its foundation with Abraham, his firstborn, and with his youngest son. He did exactly the way Joshua pronounced it. I believe it is not God's intention for a man of God or woman of God to curse. We are taught to bless, not to curse. Jesus said, we must love our enemies and bless those who curse us. Fight is not against flesh and blood. We do not encourage servants of God to curse people, but rather address or curse the spirit behind that person's behavior. Curse that spirit behind that person's behavior. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty to God, to the pulling down of strongholds. I want you to pray this prayer after me. Every evil pronouncement that is not in the will of God by a servant of God, be reversed right now in Jesus' name. Every evil pronouncement that is not in the will of God by a servant of God, be reversed now in Jesus' name. Every evil pronouncement that is not in the will of God by a servant of God, be reversed right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer point number two. Lord, grant me grace, not to curse, but to bless my enemies in Jesus' name. Lord, grant me grace, not to curse, but to bless my enemies in Jesus' name. Lord, give me grace, not to curse, but to bless my enemies in Jesus' name. We're talking about the sources of curses. Number five, self-pronounced curses. These are curses where individuals use their own tongue to curse themselves. You use your own tongue to curse yourself. This is one of the ways the devil has cursed so many people. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you speak will ultimately come to pass. God has set this law in place. It cannot be changed. If you have a sickness, a problem, a lack in your life, never confess, but refrain from speaking death against your situation. When you're broke, you don't have money, you're sick, Let the weak say, I am strong. Joel 3:10. Let the poor say, I am rich. If you're sick, say, I'm healed. If you're poor, say, I'm rich. You are the prophet of your destiny. You are the prophet of your destiny. You can start now breaking curses in your life by the way you speak. You do not own any sickness or problem. It is not yours in Jesus' name. I want you to make these declarations now. For every pronouncement that says, I will never be rich, I will never afford this and that, it is a lie. Jesus was made poor for me so that I can become rich. For every pronouncement that says, I will never be rich, I will never afford this and that, it is a lie. Jesus was made poor for me so that I can become rich in Jesus' name. For every pronouncement that says, I am sick and ill, there is no cure for my sickness, it is a lie. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. For every pronouncement that says, I'll never forgive myself for what I did, I declare Jesus forgiving me so that I can forgive others and myself. For every pronouncement that says, I want to die, I'm better off dead, it is a lie. Christ died for me so that I can live in Jesus' name. For every pronouncement that says, God doesn't love me, no one loves me, it is a lie. Jesus loves me unconditionally in Jesus' name. Another source of curses, number 6, curses brought on by unscriptural covenants. Contracts are covenant in the spirit, and these documents are often sealed by blood, and not the blood of Jesus. Blood of cows, goats, or even human, and can speak against God's people unless they are dealt with. Exodus 23:32 says, you shall make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. We are to make no covenant with those who are not born again. I repeat, we are to make no covenant with those who are not born again. The Bible teaches us to not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and will walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. That is taken from 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. 2 Corinthians 6:14-17. Any form of covenant that you know that was done to you or your family that an enemy is using to curse you, you need to confront them. You are to love your family, but not to compromise. All customs that involve idolatry, traditions, customs, that involve idolatry, unbiblical acts, you are to refrain from them. If it comes to it, you should not even contribute to them. Don't spend your money on that. God wants you to break the curse. It is going to cause you some boldness. You got to be bold. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Number 7, demonic objects in whom? According to Deuteronomy 7:26, we are to have no abominable things in our homes. Demonic objects can be statues, pictures, ornaments. There should not be anything that an enemy can use as a contact point since your home. Be careful what you bring into your house, especially if you travel a lot and love art. Be careful of the things or gifts you receive, even from family members. In our family and church, in your family, pray for all gifts. Even when you receive money, always pray and cover that with the blood of Jesus. Let me give you another source. Soul ties. Soul ties from past relationships. The enemy can use soul ties, open door, to bring curse to you and your family. Remember all sexual encounters you had in the past were to unite you with those you slept with, whether it was in marriage or not. When you accepted Jesus, you were free and God owns you now. But as long as you don't completely break the soul ties with these persons, they can appear in your dream or service, even during your love-making session with your spouse. You need to break ties with them. Even if there is a reason for you to be connected, make sure that you pray with along with us, disconnecting you from these soul ties in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray with me. Lord, I confess my past sexual sins in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess my past sexual sins in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess of my past sexual sins that still haunt me in the present in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess of my past sexual sins that still haunt me in the present in the name of Jesus. Lord, I break the soul ties that were formed during these relationships. In the name of Jesus, I break the soul ties that were formed during these relationships. Lord, I cut off every dream that is used as a channel to connect me to my past relationships. Lord, I cut off every dream that is used as a channel to connect me to my past relationships in the name of Jesus. Lord, every past relationship that the enemy is using to destroy my marriage, I renounce it now. Lord, every past relationship that the enemy is using to destroy my marriage, I renounce it now. Every man, woman outside my marriage who is connected to me sexually, emotionally, I disconnect myself from them in Jesus' name. Every man slash woman outside of a marriage who is connected to me sexually, emotionally, I disconnect myself from them now in Jesus' name. I commit my soul to the Lord and my spouse and not to any other man or woman. I commit my soul unto the Lord and my spouse and not to any other man or woman. Satan, you are a liar. You will not use my past to destroy my present in Jesus' name. Satan, you are a liar. You will not use my past to destroy my present in Jesus' name. I cancel all visions, dreams, words, curses against my conception and childbearing in Jesus' name. I cancel all visions, dreams, words, curses against my conception and childbearing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the Holy Ghost fire in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. What are the signs of curses? I want to do the signs of curses tomorrow because I think there's too much information. I think we only have about 23 more minutes, and I want to touch on the different signs of curses and finish these up in the name of Jesus. And we have prayers also and confession, and I want us to take time to go through this. In the name of Jesus, I don't want us to rush these. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this teaching this evening in the name of Jesus. We come against every counterattack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that the Holy Spirit will seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus and the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. So tomorrow evening, we will finish up this breaking curses, the teaching on breaking curses in the name of Jesus. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu, and if there's anyone wants to say anything, you can press 1 on your keypad. We have a few more minutes left. If not, close in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. Holy Spirit, we bless you and we thank you. I cover each and every one under the sound of my voice, covering of Psalm 91. I come against every counterattack in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Join us tomorrow evening. Not tomorrow evening, I'm sorry, Thursday evening. Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And we're going to finish this teaching. I know I put so much on you this evening, but we have time to finish and have time to discuss on Thursday. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
For my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will, yeah. And I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way, yeah. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear him say. I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Despite the pain you feel, he will come through. Now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah, you just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. Yeah. You've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn, but if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, God change. So now, cast all you can. Things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go on and worship him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody said, things are gonna get better. You gonna do? Hold your